You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Today's episode is 1310, Sober October 2019 Preview. I mean, it seems kind of early to be discussing it, but I do like it. The year kind of does fly by, and the Sober Octobers are becoming a huge event for the JRE podcast, I think, in a lot of ways. I think people are getting on board, lots of people are wanting to do it and follow, and I like it. I like the idea of a lot of people being into taking a month off, you know, because we can all enjoy our vices. A lot of us do, but to have 1 month a year where everyone just kind of jumps in and takes it off, whether you do the whole challenge that they do or you just stay sober, I really like the idea of it. And as always, getting Ari, Bert, Tom, and Joe together is always a good time. So let's get this started.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
Just a quick shout out again to everyone downloading and subscribing and staying on board. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. As for this conversation, generally what I'm doing with the review podcast is, like, I will assume that, I guess there's a few ways you can do it. Some people that I know that download my podcast, they might listen to this first and then decide which one of Joe's episodes they're going to listen to, if they're the type of listener that doesn't listen to all of them every week, like I do and like a lot of people do. They kind of get a feel for which ones they'd be most interested in. But really how... What I think when I do this is that people have already listened to the particular conversation, right? You've listened to the Sober October one, and now, just like I have, and it's a bit of a conversation about it, you know? It's just like a fan's perspective of what's kind of happening, right? What I think about it. This podcast was great because we don't know how long they were partying for before the podcast started. Right, so Joe and Ari are on mushrooms. That's hilarious. Who knows how much they took? Everyone's drinking. Probably everyone's getting stoned. It's a very silly conversation. As always, picking on Bert a ton, but Bert does say some. It's kind of warranted. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier, and he was like, "I really thought they were picking on Bert like way too much, even more so than usual." And I kind of picked up on that too, but it was like, you got to give Bert shit. He says such ridiculous things. He's talking about constantly winning this challenge and how he can win all of them. You know, of course, Bert had his travel show for a while. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was actually a really pretty good show. And he would just like randomly walk up to a couple of people and say, "Hey, do you want to go on an adventure?" And if they said yes, he would take him on a trip, like somewhere around the world doing something crazy. And they would film it and that would be it. Awesome. It was a good show, but Joe talked about how Bert was kind of stuck in it. It's good money, it was fun, it was exciting, but it was really messing with his stand-up, and that's when Bert knew, look, I've got to quit this and really focus back in on his comedy. And I'm glad that he did. He's got so big, and his podcast is awesome, and it was definitely the right way to go. They talk a little bit about promoting their shows. Tom Segura used to be really good at promoting his show. He used to pretend to be some kind of DJ guy, and he would just go on morning shows and mess around. There's some really hilarious video on YouTube of that, and definitely worth checking out. But they're just saying it's useless, right? Who's watching these morning TV shows? They're not the type of fans of comedy that these guys are looking for anyway. It was just like something you had to do, and it's kind of silly and a little bit outdated now, you know? And I think that's probably true. If you want to show up on Conan or one of the late night shows and do some comedy, great. That's a good spot. But I don't know, these like morning DJ interview things or shitty morning shows on TV, who is watching that stuff anyway? I mean, honestly, some people, housewives probably. The setup today with podcasts and streaming and these shows on YouTube, like all of these guys have their own podcasts. I think the second biggest one to Joe's is Aries. Aries is really big. Then maybe Tom, then maybe Bert. I don't know. But they're all really solid podcasters. And I'm pretty sure they all film it, except maybe Ari. I don't know if he does. Maybe he just does the audio version. But they were talking about, like, the first guy to really set that up was Tom Green. And they get into it a little bit, but it's interesting. Like, this was back in the day when you needed, like, a server room in your house, giant cables running everywhere just for all the technology. And, I mean, Tom Green was really ahead of his time. And if you're, you know, in your mid-30s like I am, you remember Tom Green. I mean, he was massive for a while. He's a ridiculous person. Very funny, but massive in that sense. I mean, and to take his show online when nobody was doing it and set it up at great expense, it was something else. I think, you know, Joe looked into it even back then, but him and Red Band were like, this is just going to be too much. Like, Red Band was like, it's going to be a lot of money to make this shit happen. So they kind of stepped away from it, I think. And then they waited till it was a little bit easier, till you could just stream it from, you know, a good internet connection and basic equipment. And nowadays, it's a piece of piss. I mean, I think my whole setup was like $500. And that pretty much included my computer. And it works really well. Yeah, I encourage any of you guys thinking of starting a podcast or doing anything, just get on it. Do it. It's fun. Anything that you're interested in, anything that you want to talk about, just go do it. Some people will like it, you know, and you can push it on social media so people know about it, especially if it's very specific. You know, if you have a very specific skill set or interest or hobby and you want to talk about it and you can get a following online, you know, people will download that. Anyway, whatever. What am I talking about? So to the challenges. Through this podcast, it was hard to say exactly where they were with the challenges. It was the same thing last year. They struggled to, like, really pinpoint something. And it just kind of how it goes. But Aries' idea was no phones, no social media, right? And then also who can run the most. I quite like that one. I think they might go with that one from what I understand, you know, because there's a strong physical challenge element. And if it is a running one, I think I'm going to do that too. I'm definitely going to be sober for this October. I didn't do it last year because I was lazy. But I'm going to do it this year. It's going to be a new thing that I jump on board with. And why not? It reflects in my reviews for that month and I can discuss it too. And obviously Joe will be talking about it. It's good to give yourself a break. The no social media part, I could probably do that too. That seems fine. As long as I get to still do my podcast, that's good. Bert's idea was hip-hop dance competition. Now, I like that one. It sounded very funny, but it's a bit silly too. It's like, okay, this is silly, but something that way out of everyone's comfort zone, which I think is pretty awesome. Joe was not into it at all, obviously, right? You heard that. He doesn't like the idea of the judges being in there. I think that is fair, you know, because it is kind of their thing, and you want a clear winner. You don't want just, like, people voting. This isn't American Idol. You know, I understand where Bert's coming from. He wants engagement with the audience. But I think the engagement really comes from if you want to partake, do something like that yourself. But a voting portion, I don't know. And then obviously it got ridiculous later into the conversation. You know, shrooms were kicking in for Ari and Joe. They were getting a bit sillier. Tom was funny as always, just being ridiculous. They talk about how Ari introduced Joe on stage as he's the Lance Armstrong of comedy because, you know, he does the testosterone, which I thought that's fucking hilarious. I would have loved to have seen that set for sure. So yeah, I think it's going to be running and no social media. And Joe even says he's going to open up first day with like 30 miles. How he's going to do that from not running, I don't know. I don't know if you can just go straight into more than a marathon in one day with no training. I mean, he's done some, right? He runs the hills, but 30 miles is a long fucking way. It's going to be really interesting to see how they got on. So again, email me if you think that they narrowed it down and the actual challenge is set. I still couldn't be sure. I feel like they're going to go back and forth on some things, and maybe they're even do another podcast to really hone it in. But what it seems like is no phones, no social media for a month, and as much running as you can do. And it's going to be something like that. I don't know whether they put some sort of like handicap element if people are kind of more overweight, because that's kind of unfair. Like, Aerie's a lot lighter than like Tom and Bert, probably. So that's kind of unfair running-wise, but maybe they come up with something. Again, though, and not to jump on the bandwagon, but I got a feeling Joe's going to win. I don't know how they can beat his determination, his discipline. He just will not give up that belt, for sure. For sure he's going to win it, and he's got friends like Cameron Hayes that are going to come and support him and run with him. I mean, he's just got everything he needs to really hammer it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. But that's a fun conversation. Check it out if you haven't. Always good times. Very, very funny. And guys, as always, thanks for downloading. Love you so much. Peace.